Okay. Yeah, but you know, hey, I love me a Korean hot pot. So there's that.
Well, great.
Thanks for that. How you doing, Stuart?
Good. My friend left
What
me
do you got
some
going on
donuts
today?
this morning at the front door, so that was
What?
nice.
Who did that?
Oh, I was like, are you sure it wasn't a
No.
homeless person?
No, she texted me. She said, are you going to be at your store soon? I was like, yeah. She goes, I'm leaving you donuts. So,
Well, donuts are always good.
I know. And I usually get donuts on Thursdays.
Oh, I know you often get them, so, and I will often, even after I've had breakfast, have one because my God, they're good.
They are good. Don't tell Marty I haven't because there's only two in here.
There's only two donuts?
Yeah.
That's not a gift. That's a tease.
She said she brought me donuts,
Well,
not the store.
she did not get the memo.
I'm a little confused. We are not celebrating your birthday today. We are celebrating your birthday
Listen,
today.
I don't care. Whatever y'all want to do. When I said,
No.
no, I
I
said,
was kicked off the I was kicked off the party committee.
well, the party committee isn't even here.
Well, hence the confusion. So I
And then
guess we'll
somebody
find
else
out
said,
together.
oh, no, we need to do that. We do it for everybody else. I said, well, you know what? You know what? Surprise me. It's
You
fine.
didn't say don't do it altogether. You just said we'll just postpone it.
Yeah, we can postpone it.
Yeah, so I really don't know if it's postponed or not postponed. And
I don't
you know
either.
what? We'll find out today at about 12 o'clock, won't we?
Because there are
So
two
aren't you
people.
leaving?
Well, just from like 10:30 to 11:15, it's Allie's
He
hat
doesn't have to be
parade.
here for his party.
No. Everybody just come for food anyway.
That's right. I just want free food.
Free
That's why.
lunch. Yeah.
Joe's like, where do you want a cake from? I said, not Martine's. I love Martine.
Oh, we love
I love her
Martine.
cakes.
Yeah, but we
I love
Martined
everything.
out.
But Lord, we've
Where
had
do you want
them.
your cake from?
Meyer.
A lot. And I'm with you. Where are you going today? You said you're going somewhere. Where are you going?
It is Allie's hat parade at her school, where they decorate a hat and they do a
Oh.
little Easter egg hunt out in the park next to the school. So, that's where I'm going.
Cute. Cute.
Can she fit
Just.
the hair in a hat?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you twist it up in a bun, shove it in there, and then clip it to the
She got
side of her
bigger
head. I mean, a headband counts.
I love her. I
Bunny
love her.
ears.
We're doing a fascinator class. Do y'all know that?
Yeah, an email went
Well,
about
Stuart
it.
knows because he got
Well,
bitter about it for
yeah,
about 3 seconds.
I did. I found out, like, we need your credit card to buy this stuff. I was like, what stuff? For the class we're doing. What class? Fascinator class. Has anybody told you? No. Why would anybody tell me? You just want my credit card. Which, by the way, a big bag of stuff just came in. So.
Well, Joe and Kilman are taking care of us. I really don't know much about it, but it'd be fun. I think people, you've done stuff like that, kind of, haven't you, in the past, Stuart?
Oh, yeah, I've made them for people. Yeah. It will be fun.
We'll make it for more people now.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
The email went yesterday. People have already started signing up, so that's exciting.
Oh.
Have they? Cool.
Okay. So I mentioned something the other day in our meeting that there was something I wanted to tell you about, and it was I had to do about the podcast. And thank you for our multiple tens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s of listeners. But I wanted you to hear where we're being listened to,
Oh.
because
Okay.
it will be it's interesting. So of course, do you want to start with cities or countries?
City. So we'll go. I'll say quote air quote small. Then we'll go big.
Okay, small. Okay, well there. Okay, so obviously here where we are Indianapolis, a hill to our friends there. Chicago, Louisville. There's a lot of Kentucky areas, of course, right? Then we have Peachtree City, Georgia. Hey, people.
Hi, people.
Los Angeles,
No.
California, Las Vegas, Birmingham. Let's see. There's all kinds of see.
Now, why'd you say Birmingham? Did you say it that way?
Did I? I don't know.
Yeah, did
Yeah.
you
You
said
have to
very
draw out
southern.
the
You know the funny?
ham.
I think
Oh, did I?
Birmingham. I think they would like that, so I don't think it's a bad thing.
You know, the funny thing
I
is,
love me some southern.
I edit the podcast, and really, when I say edit, really,
You cut out stuff.
I try not to.
Do you cut out heavier proportion what I say than what Stuart says?
No,
what you edit me more?
No,
I bet you do, don't you? You're a horrible person.
You know what? You would know if you'd listen to the damn thing. I don't edit out.
I say it once. I ain't got time to go back and listen.
I don't edit what we say. Sometimes there's been a few occasions where it did just because it was just a mess. But we talk over each other sometimes. And I've learned how to edit that out. So I have to go back and do that. But specifically the last 2 weeks, Dwayne, because you were under the weather. So I'm so thankful to hear that you're not like that today. I had to edit out every slurp, sneeze, gulch.
You had to edit all that out.
It was a lot.
I feel better now.
Okay, good. Okay, so Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, what I was going to say was, well, I listened back to the podcast. I hear me say things, and I'm like, is that how I said that? Like, I don't, that's not how I say it in normal life, so why do I just say it differently?
In a bitter, condescending way?
Just like, what the hell was I doing? okay, we got
you need to listen to yourself more.
Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Arlington, Texas, Dallas. There's more. I'm just kind of kicking over. Sag Harbor. Columbus, Ohio, Atlanta, Nashville. Okay, so we are well represented across the country.
That's pretty fun.
It's very fun.
That's awesome.
Thank God this is a limited series of podcasts.
Just keep telling yourself. Denver. Shit. I'm trying to see if I can find like the farthest one, but I'm sure it's. Now we'll get to the countries. Okay, we have one. I know this is what really blew my mind. This is the whole reason I wanted to tell you. We have listeners, of course, in the United States. What? Okay, we have listeners in Germany. So I have my friend Sarah's there. Hey,
do
Sarah.
Do you have a cousin in Germany?
No, I have a friend, a college friend who now lives there that I love to death. But there's more listeners than just her. We are in the United Kingdom. We have listeners from Hungary, Nepal, Lithuania, Brazil, Norway. Guatemala and Paraguay.
I have one thing to say. Truvy, wear a chain.
My question was, where the hell did they find us?
Well,
and thank you for finding us.
Google search.
I love that. So, yeah, that's fun. That's fun. That's a fun little fact.
I wanted to share that with you. So when you're like, I don't want to do this.
They probably saw the name The Boys, and it wasn't the boys they thought. But they listened anyway because we entertained them.
You thought maybe it was adult entertainment conversation?
Well, it could have been.
Because it's certainly not adults here, anyway, this little podcast.
I thought that was a fun little factoid.
Very cool.
And then one other thing. Well, there's one other thing I want to think about. Is I don't know if you all saw, and there's going to be judgment that comes from you with this one, Dwayne. I know it.
No judgment.
We'll see. So I think it wasn't last week. It might have been the week before. It was St. Patrick's Day. I made a post and it went on our socials. And I finally switched out an arrangement that I had on my kitchen island. And what was still there was
Christmas. Yeah, I saw
it. It was Christmas. Okay.
Oh, I saw
it was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I had been meaning to change it for a while, but what was there was made me very happy, and it was really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just didn't know what to put there. And I thought, well, this makes me happy, so I'm just going to leave it. And then Jeremy had been asking, are you going to change it? And my response had been, well, I just don't know what I'm going to put there. And that was an honest thing. And I
thought, why wouldn't he change it? Are you that controlling? You won't let him touch anything? Is that what it is? I'm sure. Never mind. That's the judgment. Right
one
there.
Time, we travel a lot at Christmas, and I got home, and he was like, oh, I added a few things for the holidays. And I was like, oh, okay, what is it? And so we have some little lanterns in the back of the sunroom, and he had bought some kind of candle rings from, I don't know where he got them. They were very inexpensive, and they looked very inexpensive.
Not us. Are you saying they did not come from us?
They weren't us, no.
And up to your quality.
So let's say the lanterns, let's say the big one's like, I don't know, 10 inches wide. The candle ring that he had tried to fit down in it is like a 12-inch candle ring.
Oh,
and so he's just smushed it down in the lantern. And he's like, doesn't it look good? And I'm like, oh, honey, I'm so proud of you. I think they went to the trash when I took it out. I don't know. But, he tries. I love it. Jeremy's really talented. He's picked up a lot over the years. He helps me a lot. But anyway, he's like, are you going to change this? And I was like, yeah, I just got to figure out what it is. And then it hit me one day what to do. So I did it. And he goes, I can't believe you're going to tape this and put this out there. And I was like, well, I mean, it's real life. like, I'm being honest here. Like, you know, you can have a laugh at my expense. It's okay. It's not, I'm not that ashamed. Look, you know, it's just where life's busy. And so I did it, put it out there. I had more people reach out to me and say, oh my God, you made me feel normal. And I took down my Christmas, the last part of my Christmas that day too. Like after I saw your post. And I was like, oh. So I was really surprised by the reaction because a lot of people sent messages or texts or I saw in person. And they were like, I still had something. And this allowed me to know not to be ashamed of myself. I was like, well, I don't know if that's what you should have taken from it because I wasn't necessarily proud of myself. But I thought, I'm going to put it out there. So, yeah.
We all trying to get there the best way we can. Mm-hmm. No, I still have a window box that over top of the garage that's still got winter greens in it. And I saw that the other day and went, yeah, I gotta get that. So no, you're ahead of me actually. So, so I'll probably do that Saturday. Truthfully.
Okay. All right. So what are we talking about today?
Well, guys, I don't know if you. I think I told you a little bit, but we're partnering with our neighbors across the street.
What?
Creative Kitchens. Yeah.
What? I think I told you. Okay. Well, again. I guess you'll another learn. Surprise that again. Happens in the store.
This not costing you any money, I don't think.
Oh,
I
mean. Like.
Here we go. Yes. we're partnering with Creative Kitchens and Bath, and they've asked us to put our touches on a kitchen vignette or two in a bathroom. I'll probably do one bathroom and two kitchens, but we're putting stuff over there. You know, they're you know, letting us brand it, and we've got these signs made up. It's got QR codes on them, and you scan the little sign with the QR code, and it takes you to our website. So the audience literally across the street from us may never walk into our store, but when they see our blue and white porcelain or flower arrangement and the moments, the hope is that they'll just buy the stuff or they'll just walk across the street and go, hey, you know, I'm getting a new kitchen. Can you do some stuff for us? Or can you get some pretty things for my cabinets? And so that's one of the things. It really is just marketing in a way. And so we're showing that we can, work together is one of the things I love about all that. But one of the reasons I even bring that up is I was over there, and we've talked about a recent podcast about what was trendy. And you have to remind me, Jeremy, but we landed on, you know, white kitchens are not trendy, even though some designers say they are trendy. Mm-hmm. And so when I walk in there, one of the first kitchens that I see that catches my attention is something that's been there for a while, she said, but it's absolutely classic. And guess what it is? It's all white, subway tile, marble countertops with, now this is where I want to talk about details. It had exposed hinges. And it had inset doors, and it had beveled glass on the doors. And so those are the things. I looked at that, and everything about it just is what I love. And I started thinking about it. I was like, I'm not sure. Everybody knows what a white kitchen is, and everybody knows what a subway tile is, right? And everybody knows what marble countertops are, pros and negatives. But I'm not sure if everybody knows what inset doors are and overlay doors are and full overlays. So I kind of want to get a little Jeremy, Stuart, you can take that part over. I've set it up to explain to people what kind of doors you get and why you choose what you choose. Who wants to kind of take the lead on that one? Good, Stuart. Go ahead. You're the technical person.
Actually falls in line because I'm going over to specify kitchen cabinets for that large project today. So I've been in the hotel. I've been in kitchen cabinet mode anyway, but just like you're saying, you know, all those little details make the typical white kitchen be something different, and you can combine all those different elements in different ways. And like you said, exposed hinges, you know, those can be a various of colors, or you can still have the recessed hinge, not see it, and have a really sleek, clean line, depending on your door style and handle style and overall aesthetic. But, you know, an inlay door is just that. It is a door that's flush with the frame of the cabinet. So it, I don't want to say smooth, but there's no protrusion, and it's built within the cabinet.
You said inlay. Is it inset or inlay?
What? Oh, inset. Inset.
Inset. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Inset.
I want to make sure I get the terms right. Yeah.
Yeah, inset. Sorry. where the overlay is what you see more, where the door kind of overlaps the frame of the cabinet. Sometimes they're short, sometimes they meet, sometimes they don't. Again, it's all in the door style that you choose and the overall aesthetic for the house.
You've got something called a full overlay and then an overlay, right? Mm-hmm. And right. Let me get this right. I'm asking you more than I'm telling you. A full overlay is like the door completely covers the cabinet and you don't see any of the box. Is that right? That's full overlay.
And then you get full door. It's full coverage.
So, again, this is what I remember. It's like if an inset door, it literally the door fits inside the box, right? And it's totally filled. So, for me, that's the most appealing inside the frame. Inside the frame.
Yeah.
But generally, that's more expensive, right? I've always heard, and I remember this, and see if you like 20, 25% more expensive. Is that kind of a number you.
So there's more things to it. So it has to do with there's multiple parts to it. So you just can't switch out the doors, for example. So what kind of style of door you get affects the construction or the build of the box.
Right.
So if you get recessed or inset doors, okay, so this is the door that slides all the way back in, so it's going to be flush all the way up and down. And you can still have beaded inset, or you can have beaded details and trim details into it. It just, the door doesn't come out exterior, further out exteriorly. I don't even know if it's a word, but that's what I'm using today. The box, your cabinet is actually going to be smaller. So let's say that you have a 16 inch wide door, for example, we'll just say 16 inch wide. Your cabinet is actually going to be a little bit smaller because of how they have to build the front for the door for it to inset into. An overlay sits, it goes into the thing so they can actually go build it a little bit wider. Okay. They can build the back box. They can build it a little wider. The overlay will cover the whole of the box and I'll just do it a little bit. Okay. And that's probably the most common and least expensive of cabinet fronts, because of the fact that that overlay on the front can hide any imperfections or any installation issues when they put the cabinet in. Okay. So it's going to hide. You're not going to see any problems behind that. A inset or a flush door, you have to have somebody who knows what they're doing to install those cabinets. Cousin George, if he's not a professional cabinet maker, you do not want him to install it because it has to go in a very specific way so that the door, the hinge, and everything goes in very flush.
There's very little degree of change.
Yeah, there's very little room for like mess ups. And the same goes for full overlay where they all meet. Okay. And that's probably, that's less expensive, I think, than just an overlay door. But because the front of them all have to meet up, you still, again, have to have somebody who knows what they're doing. And I think the space on the cabinet size, once you open it up, is still about the same. The recessed, you're going to get a smaller cabinet. So, and I'm saying with you, personally, that is what I like. I think the style, but it also depends on the style of the home and what you're going for. So a super modern or more sleek modern home can easily do a full overlay versus a flush may not necessarily feel, because it feels more traditional, more classic, I guess, for me anyway.
It feels older, more craftsman-like.
More craftsman, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And it is, truthfully, it is. I mean, that's why
it's a more tailored
aesthetic comes across. Yeah, it's more tailored, yeah. Mm-hmm. So let me get this right. So people are looking for cabinetry, and we're just talking about expense. We're not talking about storage and all kind of things that are aesthetics. Expense goes. The least expensive cabinetry you can buy is overlay, right?
I believe
and then you've got middle of the price range is full overlay, and the most expensive is inset doors. Is that how you all believe and remember? As a general rule.
The company that I used to do our kitchen several years ago, there was no price difference for us to do flush versus overlay. So I wanted flush to start with, and I was like, well, the hell, we're going
to
do it. Because
I have to tell you, I've never had that happen. Inset's always been more expensive for me. Yeah, that's unusual.
I don't know why. I thanked baby Jesus, and I had them bitches put in.
Yeah. Well, because even not only the construction, but the door choice, you know, because there's 200 different types of doors.
Yes.
You know, so that affects
the
price.
So let's talk about door choices. What style of the door itself are people asking for or looking for?
I would say that most people, it has to go with the home, has to go with the customer, the style or whatever. I would say generally probably in our area, most people tend to lean towards a more like shaker or an elevated shaker door, so there's a little bit of a trim detail. There's not just the square rectangular trim around the perimeter of it. There may be a little bit of beaded detail inside of that. But I also know a lot of people who are asking for slab front, so it's just basically flat, right? It's always there's no detail on the door whatsoever. But those are when people are asking for the modern kitchen. So it's just, it's very sleek. It's very straight. Very flat.
So what's the, so look, the majority, not the majority, 99.99% of the people I work with, we're going to do a stylized shaker door, right? It's a shaker door with some little beaded detail, little fillet, little inset into it. So it's shaker with some little trim detail to it. It makes it a little more traditional.
Right.
Anything past that, I don't have anybody that wants it. Once in a while, I did a house recently, and it was kind of very Williamsburg inspired, and we did a type of raised panel, which is, you know, very formal, but it made, just like what you said, Jeremy, it made sense because it's the top of house. But generally, I'm just saying to people, if you're going out looking for a door style, it is safe to look at a shaker door that has a little inset to it, a little beaded detail to it. If you choose that, you're not doing trendy, you're not doing something that's crazy, and you're doing something that's relatively timeless. That's really what I'm trying to get across today, is you don't have to do that, but this is a pretty safe answer that you're always going to be pretty timeless. You know, I'm working on a house, and it's it was probably built in 1985, and the cabinets are solid cherry, for example, but they're also cherry, and she doesn't want it, and I don't want it. But the doors are arched at the top in just kind of raised panel. So we're looking at, $5,000 or so for somebody to come in and paint these cabinets. Well, that's still a whole lot cheaper than ripping everything out, right? Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I still don't want to paint the cabinets because the cabinets are arched at the top, right? And even though I can paint them, that's going to be better. But every time I look at it, there's arched cabinets. So we're going to look at seeing if we can keep the bottom doors because they're, you know, squared off and simple, and find new ones at the top or have new ones made and some compromise. But I guess I go back to it. If you just choose simple designs now, you're going to be happy with yourself and your decision 15 or 20 years from now. Don't get cute, in other words.
Don't get cute, or God forbid, that rope trim that was really popular in
The glazing.
Yeah,
the glazing that was in.
And again, like,
I've talked so many people out of that.
If you have
I don't want to say
a period home, but let's say like you know, like one of the older, bigger homes, like downtown, for example. Like, I think there's a little bit of room. If the rest of your house speaks to like a true period ish, I think you can do a little bit of that. And I really think like cabinet color, you can probably play more with that.
You need to stop there. You're dancing.
No.
We're not saying to somebody, everybody in the world, choose a white shaker inset door with this. We're not saying that at all.
No.
What I'm saying is, as general, if you're starting off, what is a basic safe answer that you probably can't go wrong with? That's a door style that you probably are going to be timeless. It depends on your house, depends on your setting. It goes back to, we're certainly not going to be those designers that go, well, that's trendy and I wouldn't do that. I'm never going to say that, right? I'm never going to say to you, don't do cabinets with roping with glaze, right? If it's appropriate for your house, absolutely. Well, I just want to establish what's a safe general answer.
Right, because ultimately it's your house. And if you love it, and you love all that goop and god, great.
Goop, do it.
If you love a high lacquered slick cabinet, do it. Mm. That's fine.
Yeah.
We can all make them work.
No judging.
You know, one thing that I think that I have picked up on as built or have worked on more kitchens is that the cabinet door front is important for you to figure out, but also going along with that, especially if the homeowner loves jewelry or if they're really big on the details, is that you also need to pick out the hardware early on, even maybe before you pick out the cabinet. Because a lot of times, depending on, like, if you do a box, like a shaker style or with the trim or whatever, a lot of hardware, like if you do a cut pull, it's not going to work on certain trim profiles just because of how it's set. So it's important to have those things kind of picked out all at the front, just so you know.
All right. No, that's true. It is true.
And those little, oh, and then the other, another detail, especially with the style of fronts, is I know you had a picture you sent, Dwayne, of like those little latches. You can't use those on overlays. You can't use those on, it has to be a recess. Right.
It has to be a recess.
It has to be the inset door.
It has to be an inset door, and you can't have a lot of trim details around.
So what Jeremy's talking about is when I was across the street at Creative, that's a kitchen that I love so much, I took pictures of it and we'll share it. And I took pictures of the exposed hinges, and you'll see that. You literally see the hinges. And this kitchen has a vintage quality to it, generally traditional but still vintage undertone to it, right? And I think for me, when you see an exposed hinge, it makes it feel older to me, you know, or more furniture like and again, that's my definition, not necessarily yours or anybody else's, but when I see an exposed hinge, I think of a piece of furniture and I think of older. Okay, and so then it had those latches on it,
like a pie safe. Yeah, that, I mean, that's
like a pie safe. Exactly. That's a great analogy.
Well, even old refrigerators.
That's how I see that.
Yeah, old refrigerators had those big handles and the exposed hinges, and old stoves had the same thing.
Right. That, that
so it
has
definitely
that vibe
goes
to it.
Back to that era. Yeah.
Well, that little latch, it's again a perfect visual that you just described, is these latches look like what those Kelvinator refrigerators, but it's in a small version of it. It has that vintage quality to it. And I love those little details, but at Creative, I'll go back and reference them. It was a glass front, and then it had a bevel edge on it, which is just a beautiful detail. Well, everybody would say, well, I don't want a glass front cabinets. I don't want to see what's in there. And that's okay. But when I redid the basement and I added a kitchen at my own personal house, I did a couple of glass cabinets. And that's literally where mom and dad live now for the most part. And there's the glasses are there and the dishes are there. And at first she's like, oh, I can't keep that cleaned up and organized. It has been no problem at all. Look, if you have white dishes, they just set them back in there. You have clear glasses, they just set back in there. It's not that hard of a maintenance thing. A lot of people think that you have glass cabinets, it's a lot of work. Well, I don't want to see your Tupperware, right? Right. But if you got white dishes and
Fiestaware,
and that's fine too. You can see your Fiestaware. I don't care. But in that kitchen across the street, they had that beveled glass, and I just love. I wouldn't probably. Wish I'd done that in my kitchen because I love that little detail and I didn't even think of that. But loved those little details.
Well, I think that the little beveled makes it a little more formal too. Like it makes it a little more adultified. And then I love glass cabinets, but I also understand I don't want them. You can't have them everywhere. That's just kind of impossible. Right. I mean, you can, but you're going to drive you crazy, but you don't have to do just plain glass. You can do seated glass. It can give you a little bit of ghosting, a little bit of, so you can't see all the way through it. So, or even like an antique.
Stuart, what's the vibe of the kitchens you're going to create for the big house? Have you gotten there yet?
Oh, yeah. The show kitchen, that's what we call the show kitchen, is probably going to end up as all inset doors. There's a lot of drawers. But I've also combined some antique glass that's going to go in. There's this wall. It's kind of, I'm calling it the coffee bar wall, but it's, 12 feet long and 10 and a half feet tall.
Stop there. What do you mean antique glass? Where did you find antique glass? Is it from just a mirror company or is it truly
antique? It's from a mirror company. So it's reproduced, but it's antique glass.
Gotcha. So vintage look.
Vintage because how she, this homeowner loves silver tones. Everything's silver. She doesn't like anything gold. Mm-hmm. She likes that more cold tone. So, because this space is so large, I can't make it be like an ice box either. Because you get a lot of silver and a lot of white, it's going to be real cold. Mm-hmm. And it's going to
real cold.
Maybe could be too modern. So we're throwing in some wood tones and things like that as well. But this antique glass, you think of old glass where it has kind of that silverish muddled look to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of just a few cabinets are going to have that because, I can't have all those doors and all those drawers because it's a lot. it was a lot mm-hmm. of cabinets. So we got to break it up somehow. You know, and floating cabinets so you're are dancing. Not an option.
What you're saying is the kitchen's huge.
It is.
Is that what you're saying? There's so many cabinets you got to do. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
And we are going to contrast the island probably with a completely different door style because there's not many mm-hmm. cabinets in the island anyway because the island is 12 and a half feet long. It's 6 feet wide. There's two dishwashers, a trash compactor, and a 6 foot trough sink in it.
Stop there. The thing you just took for granted, not everybody understands or know what it means. Explain to the audience what you mean by contrasting in different door style. Why in the world would you do all that crazy stuff? Tell us why and how you got
there. Just visually, you need to break it up, you know? Whereas even though it's going to be an inset door along all the perimeter, it will probably... It's more than a shaker. It's going to be kind of a raised mantle inset because we need that depth and that texture, which is probably going to mm-hmm. be white or some shade of white. And then the island itself is actually...
The perimeter is going to be.
Correct. And the island itself is going to be a wood tone, stained wood.
Okay.
So, and I'll have
a... Well, that's
a
crazy.
Beefier
that's
door.
That's crazy right there. Why are you going to have an all-white kitchen and have a big old brown island? And what do you, what if somebody says that to you, what would you say to them?
Move over. Uh-huh. No.
He would get over. He would have said it. Well, if you listen to what I said a second ago, we have to break it up, bitch. Listen.
Yeah,
up.
No kidding. Jeez.
Because... In other words, is this true story? We don't need an all white kitchen and an all white island, right? Mm-hmm. You can that island is a piece of jewelry that you really have an opportunity to change up in any way you want, right?
Right.
It's easy to do all white cabinets, right? Because that's your core and that's what you really see. But this island is an opportunity. Keep saying an opportunity that it is witchwood blue, navy blue, dark wood tones. Mine's white cabinets with a black island. The island itself is the way I say you introduce personality to your kitchen in this all white kitchen.
It is. I mean, you know, my kitchen is all white perimeter with the island is turquoise with a solid walnut top, but then there's granite on the edges.
Turquoise.
So, you know, it's a big contrast and everybody notices the island and they don't pay attention to any of the other cabinets. And like you were saying, half of my cabinets are seated glass fronts. Nobody even looks at the alley sippy cup that you can see through it in that one because they were
paying
attention.
It's your sippy cup.
I know.
It's your sippy cup. We know.
I do have a sippy cup. It's Golden Girls, but I do have one.
Hey, let me tell you a little design secret also. It is if you're dealing with a tighter budget, if you do the perimeter cabinets and you do those as, if you like the aesthetic, we kind of go with that, you can do the perimeter cabinets as an inset or full overlay, which I find those to be more personally appealing aesthetically, right? Inset's my favorite, but if you don't like that, then there's got full overlay. One of the things you can do to save yourself money, the kitchen island then can just be an overlay, not full overlay, your inset, but just overlay. You can completely change that up and you save yourself some money. And because it's a different color, because it's not in your face, you can save yourself potentially $2,000 by just doing that little tweak, and no one will ever know the difference. So that's one of the things. If you're dealing with a tight budget and you've come in and you're like, okay, how do I save money? That's one of the easy things to do is change up the island door application, not the style necessarily. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about how it's applied. It will save you some money and help you in the long run, and no one will ever know.
Yeah, that's what we did in our kitchen. The main cabinets are flush, and then our wet bar, which is on one end, and is overlay, and then the island is overlay, and it's a separate color. Both of those are a different color than the white cabinets, just because if you had one room full of white, it'd just be, no. And I'll put a link down in the show notes just to show that. And then anything else you all got, like we'll put those down there too, including those pictures you sent Wayne and whatever you can give Stuart. And you know, when it comes to lower cabinets, we'll go back to islands. I like to try to approach an island like it's a piece of furniture versus the cabinets. Like you can do details on the cabinets that go around the perimeter, like the main cabinets. Like instead of doing like a standard toe kick, you can do some interesting little bits and details down at the bottom. If you have someone who knows what they're doing, to add molding and things like that to make it a little bit more interesting. But I really like to do the island like it is a piece of furniture. Like it doesn't feel like it's just.
Will you share some images of islands that you find to be attractive as furniture like, so you get people to understand? Okay, good.
I also love those like old English, like those big, the work tables that they used to have, like, you know, like those huge estates, like in they have that big ass table that they have, like, they have all the vegetables in the trays. No, that's not my lifestyle. That's not how I live. And it would, you know, our potatoes would start growing roots. And if they were in ours, they wouldn't get used quick enough. But yeah, I love those. But yeah, we can do that. And then, oh, okay. Lowers. If we don't have any doors on our lowers, and that's not true. In the wet bar we do, but in the rest of the kitchen, all of our lowers are all drawers.
Yeah.
And I worried about that when we did it, and I don't regret it one bit. It makes it so much easier.
Drawers are your friend.
Drawers are the way to go for lowers, yes. People.
Now, here's the problem. They're a budget buster because they're expensive than doors.
Much more expensive, yes.
Much more expensive. So be prepared if anybody's getting into the kitchen vein to do a kitchen. But ultimately, if your budget exists, keep saying that, if it budget exists, drawers are so much more useful in a kitchen than doors. You're not standing on your head digging stuff out. Mm-hmm. It really uses your space a lot better, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. So if your budget exists, really investigate drawers as opposed to doors in the bottom part of kitchens, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Because I did not want to. I am tall, and I am not a small person. And for me to get in the bottom of some of them, those door cabinets, oh, God. Like, that's why the potatoes will grow roots. I'm not going to get to them. I'm just trying to get down in there. But, Lord, get you some drawers.
Yes,
do one less crank. It'll make you so much happier.
Okay, guys, I got to go get some stuff done. Do you think this was useful that we kind of gave everybody a
well, Lord, Dwayne is done, so we close the podcast. Done. He is out. Is
Look, done. I think I got my goal was to get people to understand the different kinds of doors today. And Lord, we've talked it to death, and thank God if they ain't ever gonna get it. So there you go.
Well, there's more to talk about kitchens, so we'll talk about it on more episodes.
No, I didn't say that. I want to talk about backsplashes. I want to talk about countertops. I want to talk about hardware. But, you know, we're getting out of time, I think. What we'll do on our next podcast.
I don't know. We'll figure that out. Okay. Reminder, everybody, we have a hotline. You can call and you can give us
Has anybody called your hotline yet? Not one person from Nepal?
The new podcast.
Nepal call. Yes, hotline.
The new podcast just dropped Nepal. Yesterday. So
it did.
No one's called. But the number is 1-859-412-1572. And again, it'll be down in the show notes, so it's easier for you to call.
What's the number again?
1-859-412-1572.
Somebody call. Somebody call.
Somebody call him.
Somebody could tell me they were going to call and talk nasty to me in the message.
Oh, real quick. We had a customer in yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
She said, honey, I'm one of your tens of listeners. I love your podcasts. I was like, well, thank you so much. She goes, but I like the original name better. I said, the original name? She goes, yeah, two bitches in a curmudgeon. I said, okay, thank you.
You know, maybe sometime we'll change the name just for an episode. Who knows?
Just for an episode. Well, you mentioned that we might be getting a guest spot on. Have you worked on that? We've got somebody coming in, or is that not there yet? Too preliminary? Are you going to do that on and off here or there?
Yeah, we're gonna add some guest people for us. Yeah, as we go. Yeah, and we've reached out to one, and that's a yes at some point, but we don't have that arranged for the next one or anything like that.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, it's like, I don't know. Sorry, I asked. I guess I jumped the gun on that. Oops.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's a good point. If people are tired of listening to our asses talk, that we'll get to throw in some.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
All right. Well, bless we will see you all next week. Thanks for listening, Scott. What? Well, Lord.
Lord.
Jesus.
Okay, I'm going to eat my bag.
All right. Bye.
Bye.